Okay, so we're going to start Eicha. So we're clear that that Eicha was written by Yirmiah at the time when it was before the Churban had ever happened. He was seeing what was going to happen in the future, and he was lamenting what was going to be. This Sefer is the Sefer that was that Yehoyakim wanted to burn and destroy. He did actually burn and destroy it, and Eicha was written again by Baruch ben Neriah. We don't know exactly what version this is. It could be that it was perfected after the Churban, right? Meaning it was, you know, originally made and there was a different version and then eventually whatever it was,
it was going to be different.
Exactly. Well, not revisionist history, but more like revisions to go through the Nevuah, right, that added on history, I guess you could say. But it's clear like that. There are three people that said Eicha in Tanakh. It is Moshe, Yeshaya, and Yirmiah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, how could I bury responsibilities? That was in Devarim. Yeshaya said, how could the faithful city become like a Zona? Eicha Haisel Zona. And Yirmiah says over here, Eicha Yoshva Badad. Right? All three are showing how the Jews have fallen to the depths of their decline and how it's bad. How could they have fallen so low after such heights, etc.? And the answer is pretty obvious, is because obviously the sins that we've had over here. There's a remez over here to Adam Rishon, that Adam Rishon is the one that after he had sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Ayeka, where are you? The same letters as Eicha. We also say it means Eiko, where is the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is called Ko, that he promises us within the Torah itself. This is the idea behind it. So Eicha Yoshva Vavadad Ha'ira Basayam. How does it sit alone? The city that once was filled with people over here, right? The city that was filled with absolute people. So it's interesting that we're specifically referring to the city, right? So referring to this, but let's start from the beginning. Eicha, the idea by Ayeka is not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to ask Adam, where are you? Obviously knew where Adam Rishon was. He said, where are you holding, Adam? Where are you holding? Where are you in life? Ayeka. And that's truthfully the question that we have to ask ourselves at all times. Have we improved? Are we better than the times of back then when they had the Churban? Are we better than that? Or are we just the same people and nothing's changed from where we are over here? Yoshva Badad, right? This is referring to we sit alone. Ha'ir, not the Aretz, because the Ikar is Yerushalayim, right? Maybe it's a remnant of Moshe Mashiach, where Yerushalayim is going to grow to the size of Eretz Yisrael itself. But Ha'ir, Rabbasi was filled with people. Notice, by the way, the usage of the word is always a Lashon that's used for Amei Aratzim, as opposed to, you know, Ish or Anashim, right, which referred to Talmidei Chachamim. It was a city that was filled with Amei Aratzim. Hoysa ke'almana. That's referring to one almana. Now, there's two different ways you could describe a woman who is bereft of a husband. It could either be almana, obviously her husband died, or a grusha, that her husband has divorced her. We never felt like a grusha. A grusha feels it coming, where it comes slowly but surely. And almana, even when she knows that her husband is sick, when the husband passes away, it's done. It comes as a shock to her, no matter what happens. So that's what it means by an almana. We felt like there was no future, no hope. Like all of a sudden, we're left with nothing. What do? Rabbasi Bagoyim, the greatest among the other nations of the world, right? Probably physical stature-wise regarding that. Sarasi Mandinos, the queen among all the nations. Right, as Sarah's a leader, not just a king or anything like that, but somebody who's a bit of a leader over here making decisions, etc. Bamidinos Hay Solomas now is given over to taxes to other nations. Mas is also the word sam, as in the Satan, has been given over to the Satan over there. The Kedushas Levi said that in the future, Tisha B'Av is supposed to be a Chag. So let me ask you, if Tisha B'Av is supposed to be a Chag and you're going to read Eicha, how can you read Eicha on Tisha B'Av? Eicha is such a sad song. And if all of Tanakh is supposed to be, how are we going to read Eicha in the future when everything's all good? He says, you're going to reread it. So I'm going to give an example. Ready? Eicha Haisa Yashva Vadad. How could it be that the city was once alone? Ha'ira Basayam. The city is now filled with people. Haisa Kalmana, it once was like a widow. Rabasi Bagayim, now it's filled with the nations. Sarasi Bamedinos, it's the queen among all the other countries. Haisa Lamas, that was the one that used to give the taxes. Now it's getting all the taxes. He can read it a completely different way and make it into a bracha, as opposed to a bad thing. Pretty crazy, right? But that's what he says over there. He goes on, he says in the second pasuk as well, but that's how the Kedushas Levi says, Eicha is going to be read in the future. It'll be read in a different fashion. In a totally different fashion. What are you going to say, Dave?
I was going to say, does that literally work for every pasuk?
It doesn't. There's going to have to be different ways of reading it. But he read that pasuk, and he said that's how one pasuk would be read, and each one is going to have a different aspect to it, something new. So let's see what we have. B'chosiv ke balayla, they would cry at night. They didn't want to cry during the day because they thought, right, people are going to be watching. They don't want to make everybody think that everything's gone or whatever it is. They would only cry at night when nobody was around, right, and over there.
Why,
yeah.
Why would it be such a bad thing to have Eicha read, to have Eicha as it is, even if Tisha B'Av is a chag going forward, because you still need to remember. Like, we have this whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Pesach, and
but that's
like,
going to be gone also.
But like, you can't erase history.
No, you can't. But the point is, we're now in a different place. We're now a different people. We're now in a
for
different
sure,
place.
But we have to learn from our mistakes.
No need. It's the most Mashiach. Whatever will be by this time, the perfection of the world, at that time when Tisha B'Av is the perfect day where everybody's taught, there's no need because there won't be any mistakes. It's called that way. If we're dealing with Mashiach, the most Mashiach, like the Rambam, that there's still whatever it is, then you're right. Yeah, it would be that way. But right, if you're dealing with those opinions that say that Yemos Mashiach is going to be perfection, right, what are you going to do? There's no, right. You can't do it. But Chosika B'Layla V'Dimasa Alechiyoh, her tear is on her cheek. Ein Lo Menachem Mikol Avel. All of her loved ones, nobody could give her any consolation that would help. The friends, they saw how downtrodden they were, they immediately left. I don't know if you see, like when Mike Tyson, right? He would give out cards to every one of his friends, whatever it is, friends, right? What are those friends? Once he went down and he lost all his money or whatever, they were gone. Nobody cared. No, everybody was gone. Korea Bugduba, all of her friends, they all betrayed her. Hayulolo Ivim, and in fact, they became enemies to her. Golzi Yehuda Meoni. Yehuda was exiled out of Pornis, Mirov Avoda, and from all of the work that happened, the great servitude there was in. He yashva bagoyim. She sat down among the nations, lo matzah menoach. She couldn't find any rest because every nation was not like what she had. And that's like a person who's like so used to a certain lifestyle and then all of a sudden loses everything. So that person could not handle it. Kol utha'i zigua b'nei mitzarim, and all of her chasers have found her between the what's it called, in dire straits. We say b'nei mitzarim is obviously referring to the 3 weeks. That's the line over here. But if you look, and the word Mitzrayim, clearly the line is Mitzrayim. They find her the way it was in Mitzrayim. So too, Mirov Avoda is a reference maybe to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It also could be referring to the Korbanos. Maybe they weren't doing Korbanos in the right way. They weren't bringing the right Korbanos. They weren't doing it with the right Kavanos. Whatever it is. Darchei Tzion Avelos, the ways of Tzion is to mourn. Like, it becomes like, oh yeah, we just mourn now. Like, there's nothing else. And that's the way that we look at it. Like, Jews are always stuck, as you just said, in the past. We're stuck in what we had. We're not able to see the simcha that we have right now. Mibli boyimoid. Nobody is coming to have the festivals. Kosho Rasho Maimon. All the gates that were filled with people coming in for the Shalosh Regalim are now desolate. Kohanan Anachim. All of our Kohanim, all of the priests are sighing. They're groaning. Bisulo Sehan Nugois. All of her, you know, the young maidens, they're afflicted. Vihi Marla. And she herself is completely, completely bitter. Right, she can't deal with anything. So usually the besulos are the ones that are the happiest, the happy-go-lucky people, the ones who are able to deal with this, that, and the other. Even they can't handle it anymore. Even they are looking around as if they're totally depressed. Hayutzorel Arosh, anybody who was an enemy of Yerushalayim ended up becoming a head. For example, in order for Vespasian to eventually take over Yerushalayim, he had to become the chief, the emperor of Rome. There was no way for him to do it. So Vespasian surrounded the walls. Rabbi Yochanan Mazaka went out to greet him. He said, you know, you are the Caesar, you are the Caesar. And Vespasian said, you're high Misa, because you can't say that about me. My Caesar is still alive. To which he said, there is no way, right, you won't be Caesar, because Caesar will only be, Yerushalayim will only be handed over into the hands of a Caesar. The truth is, it's a really interesting time. You know how the Gemara says that immediately at that time they said, you know, the Senate has voted you to be whatever it is. So at that time,
well, I thought
it's actually
that guy died.
Well, it was. I forgot who it was. It was Nero. Nero had died. And that was known as the year of the four emperors, because different people took over. Like, one general took over, and then another general killed him, and then another general killed him. And then Vespasian came back from Yerushalayim and destroyed them all. He bided his time, but Vespasian was the most powerful because everybody in Rome didn't have an army. Vespasian had the army with him fighting, so therefore he was by far the most powerful, so he just bided his time waiting for everybody to fight it out, and then he came and destroyed everyone. Either way, regardless, Yetzorel Arosh, Oyva Shalu, right? All of her enemies, right? All of her enemies are totally peaceful. Ki Hashem Hoyga Arop Shal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has afflicted her for all of her sins. Ola Leha Hochu Shulif Netzor. All of her young children have gone into captivity in front of the enemies that are there. What that means is, They lost their future. The future is taken away as if there's nothing to do. The kids were taken away, and that obviously is the future of Klal Yisrael. Vayetze mi Bas Tzion kol adaro. Taken away from Bas Tzion was all of her beauty. Hayisorak hayalim. All of her officers were like deer running away. These people, you could say that it means that they were originally good-looking people who all had the right thing going or whatever it is, and now they're absolutely nothing. Lo matzu mireh. Now they can't find shepherd, you know, a grazing area. It could be now. It's just like now they're just running away, starving, not knowing what to do. Vayelchu b'lo koach lifnei rodef. And they run, they go without any koach whatsoever in front of their chasers. You looked at these people a year ago, you were like, oh wow, those people are so powerful and whatever. And now they look like nothing. They look like pieces of garbage, right? Like absolutely nothing. A deer might run gracefully, but it looks a little bit goony, right? With the tiny, tiny little legs, right? And the antelope, gazelles, things like that. They don't look like they should be powerful. So that's what the Sarim were like. They didn't have that power that they should have had. Okay, Zachu Yerushalayim in Yemei Aniyah. Yerushalayim remembers the days of affliction, Merudah, and all the bitter things, Kol Machmud Da, all the beautiful things that they had, Asher Yemei Kedem, that they had from the days of old, Bin Fulam Mavi Atzor, before the nation was given over to the hands of the enemy, Ve'en Ozer La, nobody helped her, Ruat Tzarim, Sechakol Mishpatel. All of her enemies saw it, and they laughed on their resting places, on her downfall, you guess you could say, right? Some say they laughed about Shabbos. You guys kept Shabbos? You guys kept Yom Tov? For what? What was the point? And they laughed at everything she was doing, that even when they were being captured and being thrown in jail, whatever it was, still, right, they kept Shabbos. And they were like, why? What's the point? What are you gaining from such a thing? What are you doing? Chet chata Yerushalayim. And you know why? Why all this is happening? Because Yerushalayim sinned. Alkein l'nida hayasa. Therefore, she became like a nida, thrown away from her husband, taken away from her husband. Komach badeha, hizilua. All of the honored ones, they were ashamed. Ki roer vasa, because they saw her nakedness. Gam hi nenach v'tasha v'chor. She groaned and stayed backward, right? As if she sighs and she turns away completely. So interesting that we can contrast this to Shira Shirim, which we just did last week, where the princess, the girl, right, obviously referring to Klal Yisrael in and of itself, the relationship with Shlomo, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is like the beloved one, and everybody's turning to her and saying, you are the most beautiful, etc. And now, everybody's laughing at her, this is referring to Yerushalayim, but the people of Yerushalayim saying you're a nothing, right, not able to, they see all the tumah and all the disgustingness that she have, and stuff like that. It's just a crazy line where everything literally translated to something different. Tuma sabishu laha. Her tuma, referring to an anida, is at her feet. Lo zachrach risa. She doesn't remember how this has happened. Vatirid plaim. Crazy things have happened. Emen achim la. Nobody consoled her. Re'e Hashem es anyi. See Hashem, my affliction, she says. Reiki gdil oyev, because the oyev has become greater. Not stronger, but greater. There have been more enemies, more people have come up against. That as soon as they saw that the Jews were going down, they piled it on. They piled it on. Like that's what ended up happening. So I can handle one enemy, I can handle two enemies, but all these enemies coming up upon me and coming up one after the other, that I couldn't take, she says. I can't believe this has happened. Yado paras tzor akom achmadeha. The enemy has spread out his hand on all of the beloved things. Kirasa goyim, because the goyim have seen bo mikdash, they've come into the base of mikdash, tzivisa, that you have commanded lo yavo v'kolach, that no one, even of your congregation, are allowed to come in. They went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, you'd assume, we don't know of anyone that actually died in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, aside from possibly Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu may have died in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? Back in Parsha Shemini, Parsha Achrimos. It's possible they died in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's one opinion. Other opinions say they died in the Heichal. Other opinions said they died afterward when they came out. But it's possible they died in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I know we like thinking that the Tzedukim that went in as Kohanim Gadolim died in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They used to pull them out with the little string. A string that they had could not pull out a person from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The string was to know whether he was innocent or whatever it is, and also to pull on him so that he would know when to get out. Right? Even though the Gemara says that they used to pull him out, they never pulled him out with the string itself. The only time that we ever see that a person was killed happened later on, and his body was on the garbage heap, on the dung heap later on. It's not that you died in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a mila to die in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the holiest place of all time. To die in there possibly also could be metame, the area. That could make it tuma. Right, if you're dealing with a person who's an evil person, right? Because that is Tumas Ohel. It's not like the Kodesh HaKadoshim is immune to Tumas Ohel, right? It's not like that's possible. So it's very possible that's going to be over here. So when we say, right, that they would go in And they were going through and going in. We're saying nobody would go into the in there. And even if they would, right, they'd die within the years. You had people going in. It seems like nothing happened to them. Kol ha'man ne'anochim. All of the people are sighing. Mevakshim lechem. They look for bread. Nosim lechem adeim ba'ochel. L'ashev nafshim. They would easily give all of their greatest things for food in order to bring back their soul. Re'e Hashem v'abita. Look at it, Hashem, and look and see down there. Ki yisiz olela. How what is it? How gluttonous we have become. How disgusting we become. So what's machmadeim? It's possible that they were selling their bodies. That's a possibility. It's possible that they were selling their children for food and for whatever in order to survive. And certainly included in this is they were willing to sell Torah scrolls and mezuzahs and tefillin, etc. Right there. But that's the famous line with the Klausenberger Rebbe, where a person came up to the Klausenberger Rebbe and said, I'm not keeping Torah mitzvahs anymore. He said, why? He said, in the camps, he said, I saw a person who was selling a tehillim for people to use, a tehillim or tefillin, I don't remember which one, right, for people to use, right, and he would charge them a ration of their bread. Right, such a person who could take advantage of people in such a situation wouldn't share his tilum to villain, whatever it was. Right, such a person, I don't want to have anything to do with religion. So Klausenberger Rebbe said, don't look at the person who sold it. Look at the people who bought it. So over here also, if they're selling their tefillin, their svarim, their mezuzahs, their sefer Torah, who's buying? So clearly there were some people that unfortunately did not pass the test, but there were other people that did pass the test and took advantage of that or were willing to take this. Lo aleichem ko over darach. It should never be upon you, anybody who goes upon the road. Habitu re'u im yesh machov kimachovi. I want you to look around. Have you ever seen a nation that's been afflicted like my nation? Asher ola li, that such bad things have happened to me. Asher hoga Hashem biyom charonapo, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has afflicted us, right, on the day of his anger. It shows you how special we really are to Hashem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us this much punishment, it shows he's paying attention to us more than any other nation. I think our history has proven throughout time, I actually saw like a whole line of history of all the crazy afflictions we've been through, like the Inquisitions and the pogroms and everything, where we've been kicked out of this nation, kicked out of that nation. It's a whole thing of the persecution that we've been through. It's amazing. It's amazing that we've survived, but it's amazing that that all happened. And that's something you have to look at over there. Mimorom shalach ish batz mosai. From the heavens, he sent down a fire to burn into my bones. So it's not only on the outside, it's on the inside as well. I feel it on the inside like a fever. By Yerdena, it knocked me down completely and made me feel like I have absolutely nothing like it. Sort of like the Eish of the Mizbeach. The Eish of the Mizbeach, that fire, came straight down from the Shemayim to swallow up the Korbanos. Well, instead of going on the Korbanos now it's on me and swallowing me up and taking myself. Poras reshes laglai. It's spreading out a trap from my feet. Shivani achor, turning me back when it's anani shomema kol yom davo, making me into desolate. Every single day, I'm sadder and sadder and sadder, as if I can't take it anymore. It didn't just drop. They were taking care of everything we went. Niskad, thank you very much. Niskad, ol psho'ai biado. The yoke of all of my sins was added up into his hand. Yistorgu, alu, al tzavari. They combined and they went up upon my neck. Hikshol kochi, it made me weaker. Nisani Hashem bidei lo uchalkum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put me into the hands of someone that I no longer can get up and do anything. In the hands of people that would never be able to stand up on their own. In other words, again, you're putting me in the hands of people who would never do anything at all. Avadim, slaves, and whatever it is. You might have made them into something great, but you've put me into the hands of somebody who's absolutely nothing over here. This is the combination of sins over here, how much it's weakened me. Sila kol abirai Hashem bikirbi. So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has trampled all of my strong ones. All of those within me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has destroyed them completely. They weren't killed by our enemies. Our strong ones weren't killed by our enemies. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who took care of them. There were weird things that happened, sort of like Bar Kokhba, right, who put his hand against the wall and a snake bit him and he died. Right? It wasn't the enemies that killed Bar Kokhba. It was himself that went ahead and killed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed us. Right? And that's the idea. Kara lai moed. And we call out to ourselves, right, that there should be a holiday. So we say the word, you know, a lai moed is in like a set time for this to happen. Lishbor bachorai, when all of my young children were destroyed. Some say this was a moed. It happened over Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, when we were all gathered together. That's when they were destroyed. Gos dorach Hashem, gas dorach Hashem livsulos bas Yehuda. Like a wine press, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trampled. The daughter, the virgin, the daughter of Yehuda. We learned from this pasuk, Karalei Moed, that Tisha B'Av will be a Moed. That in the future, it will be a holiday. There will be a good holiday that comes from it. It's no longer going to be the bad one. Ela ani bochuya. Here is what I am crying about. Eini, eini yordu mayim. My eyes, they pour down with water. Ki rochem menim menachem. There is no one that is consoling me, Meishiv Nafshi, who is going ahead and returning my soul over here. There's no one who is doing like that. Hayubanai Shomemim, my children are desolate, Kikavar Aliyev, because the enemy has completely prevailed over us and we have nothing to do. So therefore, I just keep crying. This is Yirmiyah talking, seeing this in the future. What are we going to do over here? So now, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Porzet Zion Biyadeh. Sion, so to speak, spreads out its hands. Now, we did this by Ashrei. Asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Shefa and to bring it back. They were pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get anything at all. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us something. But again, Shemayim would not listen. Tziva Shem Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to Yaakov, and that's Yaakov, not Yisrael, because they were in the midst of sin. They didn't deserve to be called Yisrael. Sevivav Tzarav, while enemies surround him. Haysi Yushalayim Lenida Menehem. Yushalayim ended up becoming as a Nida, again, the same word as Nida before, Benehem. Now, it's interesting, by the way. I don't have an answer to this. Here, we say Nida without a Yud. Up above in Ches, we said Nida with a Yud. In Yud Gimel, we called it a Dava. Dava is a Nida, but the Kasha is, why in the world is it called Nida with a Yud, Dava, and then Nida over here without a Yud? It's just, I don't know. Tzadik Hashem. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is righteous, Kipi Omarisi, because his mouth, I have rebelled against. Shimuna Kolamim, listen, all the nations. Ru'u Machovi, look at how I've been hurt. Bisulai Bachorei Hochu B'Shevi, you see how my young maidens and young children, right, have gone into captivity. Some say that this is the worst, meaning there's such a thing. Obviously, death is final. Right? But captivity can take on all the pain that you could have from everywhere else, and in the end, you die. That's how bad captivity is. So captivity is worse than, unfortunately, from dying itself. There is another line over here, the line, Tzadik Hashem Kifu Marisi, when Yirmiyah saw that Yoshia was dying after he had been in the war with Paro Necho, he ran over to him, and Yoshia was saying these words, Tzadik Hu Hashem Kifu Marisi. And he had said such words because Yoshia realized that he wasn't supposed to fight against Paro Necho. Yirmiyah had warned him not to fight against Paro Necho, and he went anyway. And therefore, he was saying, it was my fault. I shouldn't have done it in the first place. What do you got over here? Shim Shemitah Yavu Bat Yisrael Bat Eretz Gondon Nod Tomeya Shuvayim Shivoyim Vuxi Basrani Kin Nidasa Min Nidid Yom Echad Shosh Nod. Yeah, but it's not explaining the different lettering.
Well, it explains the lack of the Yud, doesn't it?
Nah.
I mean,
no, community Nida. If you have the Yud, then that's the number. Nida is altogether. Right, it's supposed to be 69. So it's the amount of years out there, like the 69 years will be out there. But why without a Yud here? Why is it without a Yud here? Then it should always be with the Yud. That's the problem. It's just weird. It is weird. All right, anyway, that is that. Karasi l'ma'avai. I called out to my loved ones, meaning my friends, Amari Mooney. And what did they do? They tricked me and tried to get me out. They turned against us. Kohanai v'zekanai be'ir gavo. My kohanim and my zekanim, they died in the cities. Kivikshu ocho, when they were searching for food, right, lamo for themselves, v'yashivu as nafsham. They returned their souls to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if they had nothing else. There was literally no money, no food, no anything. They just went back up to Shemayim and they were gone completely. That's the idea. Re'ei Hashem, ki tzar li me'ai. See HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how my innards burn. Chamar maru, right, they're sitting there and they're just in distress. Napach li b'kirbi, my heart, right? It turns around inside me, Kimon Marisa, because I've rebelled against God. Michut Shiklacherev. Outside, the sword reigns, Babayas Kamavas. But inside the house, there's going to be like Mavas because of the plague, sicknesses, and hunger. There's a big Shiloh over here. What do you do when there's warfare in the street? Do you stay in or do you run away? What should you do over here? One of these is brought down in Bava Kama, Daf Samach, right? Where Michut Shiklacherev. You got to stay inside because Michut Shiklacherev. However, if it gets really bad, Babayas Kamavas. At a certain point, you're going to have to leave. There's no way to be able to go. You see what Gemara it is? Is Bava Kama Samach? In that Nechaf? It should be. I would assume it is.
It doesn't say anything.
Nothing? I'm surprised. This line, this pasuk specifically is mentioned. Okay, anyway. Shamu kina nochani. They heard how much I sighed. Emen achimli, and nobody will help. Koivai shamu ra'asi, all of my enemies, they heard my evil sasu, and they were happy. Katasisa, you did it. Hevesio karasi, you kamoni. May the day that you called out happen, so that they become like me as well. I want my enemies to see what happened to me to happen to them as well. Tavo kora asam lefanecha. All their evil should be repaid back in their faces. Ol olamo, right? And all you should inflict them as you inflicted me. Kasher olal to leave like you did to me. Al kol pshaai for all my sins. Ki rabos an chosavi libi davoi. While all of my groans are out there and libi davoi, and my heart is completely davo, is completely saddened and completely gone. Okay, that's the end of the first parak. Obviously, Yirmiyah is showing what had happened afterward. Now, Now, it's not going to be more about the, you know, history of saying, like, well, what happened over here? It's more going to be like, this is the story of Yerushalayim. That's what we're going to say right now. Eicha yo'iv ba'apo, Hashem es basion. How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his anger, clouded the judgment of the daughter of Tzion? Right? The people who live in Tzion itself, bas means somebody who can live inside it. They clouded, they confounded. That is, if they made the wrong decisions time after time after time again. All you have to do is look at what happened when Yirmiyah kept telling Tzidkiyah what to do, and Tzidkiyah could not make the right decision. A person who is a tzaddik, a person who is a righteous person, could not make the right decision. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was leading him along the path of destruction, making sure it happened. It made no sense that he wasn't listening. Hishlich mishamayim eretz. He threw us down from the heavens to the earth. This is a reference to what we do at Tachnun, where we're all the way up in the shemayim, and then we throw ourselves down to be able to put our heads down, like a giant fire falling, whatever it is. Tiferet Yisrael, the splendor of Israel, knocking us down from the heavens to the earth. On that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not remember his footstool on the day of his anger. What's his footstool? The area of the Beis HaMikdash. Even though this is his place, this is his own ottoman, this is where he hangs out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not remember it, stayed away from it, and didn't make a difference. It's as if he said, this is what needs to happen. Bilo Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swaddled him up, Bilo Chamal, he did not have any pity. Iskonos Yaakov, he destroyed all of the beautiful places of Yaakov, meaning the Torah centers, the Bati Medrash, the Bati Knessios. That's what he did. Horaz Be'avros Mitzray Bas Yehuda, he destroyed with all of his anger all of the, let's call it the fortresses of Bas Yehuda. He gila aretz, he brought them down to the ground over here. Chilel mamlacho b'sorel, he profaned all the areas of the kings and all the officers. Everything was completely destroyed so that it was as if nothing was left. Not over here, over here. Where do we have over here? It's in a way, but lived. Yaakov was killed and burned, right? That's that. Okay, if you'll notice over here, it says the words, Es kol me'oz Yaakov. Even the people that were Yaakov, they were sinning, even they spent time in the base matters. But look over here. God of Achoriyah, he cut down with absolute anger, kol keren Yisrael, all of the horns of Israel, meaning the greatest ones of Israel. Yisrael, they were turned away, but they still lived. Yaakov seems like they were completely gone. Heshiv achor yimino, he turned away his right hand. What is the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It stands for Rachamim, as opposed to the left hand, which is Midas Adin. Mipnei Oye, because of the enemy of Ayivar B'Yaakov, Ke'esh Lahavam, and he burned within Yaakov like a fiery burning. Ke'esh Lahava, Achlasivi, that surrounded, that consumed all the way around. That's what he turned around over here, as if it was completely gone. Dorach Kashto Ke'oyev, he bent his bow like the enemy, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. We always say that the rainbow is specifically in the way that it is, like this. So it's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shooting arrows down at us. Well, this time, it's ki'ilu, you could see the double rainbow. Have you ever seen a double rainbow where there's a rainbow and there's a rainbow the other way? It's like an image that goes the other way. He made the double image of the rainbow, said it's as if he's shooting down on us. Nitzav yimino ketzor. He stood on the right-hand side like an enemy. And he killed all of those who were pleasant to the eye. But all Basion in the tent of Basion, referring to the base of Mitzvah, Shafak Ke'ish Chomaso, it poured out like fire, right, all of his wrath. It doesn't matter. When somebody is angry, they don't care what they destroy. It could be something very, very valuable. But if they're angry, they're going to destroy it. A guy gets really, really angry, he'll punch his computer or his, whatever, his video game thing or his TV. He'll destroy it because he doesn't care. He's just so angry. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, as if to say, his anger was boundless, limitless. It just kept going. Hayashem Ke'oyev. Hashem became like a pure enemy to us, right? In that way, Bila Yisrael, Bila Kom Ratzah, he swallowed up in Yisrael. He swallowed up all of their towers. Shechez Mitzorav, he knocked down all of their fortresses. Vayir V'vas Yehuda, and he fought against the daughter of Yehuda, Taniya Va'aniya. There was more sadness and more grief further and further and further over here. It's interesting, by the way. Ania is a gematria of 72. Even in the sadness, there's still something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved with. There's something where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to do something. It's Va'ania, with the Vav, is altogether 72. Vayachmos Kagan Suko. And then, what did he do over here? He threw out, like what he has in his garden, whatever it is, like a garden, his sukkah. Shiches Ma'adona. What's a sukkah? obviously the sukkah is a place of protection. Normally a place where you would be protected from the rain, the wind, and all the bad things going on. He destroyed everybody in it. Shiches moado. He destroyed the area where everybody assembled. Shikach Hashem b'tzion moed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it forgotten in Tzion, the appointed time, the Shabbos, as well as every Shabbos, every moed and every Shabbos. People couldn't keep it. How could you keep Shabbos when you were starving and you literally had nothing to eat? How could you keep a moed if you couldn't go to Yerushalayim? There's nothing there. Venitz b'zamapo melech v'kohen. And people despised in their anger the king, as well as the Kohen themselves. Couldn't stand it. Somebody would say, oh, let's go to the Kohen Gadol. Who's the Kohen Gadol? That guy hasn't helped us at all. They wanted to stay far away from all these people to make sure we're not going to get any people to be able to help us. Maybe the king was referring to Tzidkiah. Maybe the Kohen himself was referring to Sraya. They were all killed, unfortunately. Okay. Zonach Hashem Mizbecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed or rejected his Mizbech, near Mikdasho. He cursed the base of Mikdash. He gave over into the hands of the enemy the walls of the towers. Kol Nasun Beis Hashem Kiyom Moed. They made a great noise in the house of Hashem, like it would be on the day of the holiday itself. Right on the holiday, the Jews would scream and cry, whatever, and do whatever it is. This time they were crying, but it was for the wrong reasons. Some say the walls themselves cried out. The walls themselves screamed, right? Bloody murder about what was happening inside. Choshev Hashem Lashchis Chomas Basion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the walls of Basion. Natokov, he made a line. He made something which he said, they're going to go up to right over here. They're not going to go any further than right over here. But that didn't stop from being destroyed. And everything was mourned. Everything was destroyed. Both the wall and the rampart, right? They went together and they were both knocked down. In the land, swallowed up its gates. In order to make sure that people would be able to get in, right? The gates of Yerushalayim literally got swallowed up in the ground. They couldn't be destroyed. It was impossible for them to destroy it. They kept trying and trying and trying, and nothing they did would work on it. So instead, they literally just sunk into the ground. The enemies literally walked in, right? And that's the idea of what it is. And that's why it's a small test. The small test over here references that they sunk and became lower and lower and lower until everything was completely destroyed over here. But that's what it refers to. Yeah?
Are the gates still...
Maybe even then there was still tov. There was still some good.
Sunken?
We don't know, because the second base of Mikdash would have been the walls that we see. We don't see any walls in the first base of Mikdash, and he's referring to the first. So what could have been, we don't know. We have no idea. You'd have to go all the way down, and even then, I'm not so sure where those walls would have been, you know, width and wise, and we can't get underneath the original.
We don't even know which gates.
Yeah, we don't even know where the Dome of the Rock is. But either way, Ibad v'shibar b'richah, destroyed and broken, were all of its locks. Malka v'sarah, both its kings, as well as all the sarim, right, all of the officers, Bagayim, among the Gayim, Ein Taira. We had no Hora, we had no Taira. Gam Neviyah lo matzu chazon me'Hashem. And even the Neviyim could not see a vision from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why is because they didn't have Simcha. Can't have a Nevuah without Simcha. They couldn't get it. There was no way for them to tell what was going to be. When Yirmiyah was asked by the people after they wanted to leave, when Gedaliah was killed, they went to Yirmiyah and they said, tell us what to do. Should we go down to Egypt? What should we do? It took 10 days for Yirmiyah to get a Nevuah. Because it took 10 days for him to get over his sadness. You have to have a prerequisite that you have to be Simchavdik in order to get a Nevuah. He couldn't do it. There was no way for him to do it. And that's why he couldn't get anything whatsoever. That's what had happened over here. Okay, then what else over here? We have Yoshvu, La'aretz. They sat down on the ground, Yidmu, and they were silent. Zikne Basion, the elders of Basion. Halu Afar Roshan, they put dirt on their heads, or ashes on their heads. Chagru Sakin, they wore sackcloth. Horidu La'aretz Roshan, they put their heads down to the ground. Besulos Yerushalayim, all the virgins of Yerushalayim. The Zakenim and the Besulos. The Besulos were without sin. And the Zakenim were tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. They were gone. They didn't know what to do. Kalo Badamos Einai, my eyes are finished with tears. Chamarmer Umei, my insides are turning around. Nishbat Loretz Kvedi, it's like my liver spills on the ground, right? Al Shever Basami, on the brokenness of the nation. Be'atev Olo V'yonek, while the babies and the little kids, they die. Berchovos Kiryat, throughout the streets of the city. The reason why they die is, simply put, there's nothing to do. The mother may have ditched them in the street, not knowing what to do with them. There's no food, right? And what's going to happen with them? They didn't know what to do. Li'imosam Yomru, to their mothers, they say, Ayyeh Dagan V'yayin, where's the grain? Where's all the wine? Bis'atfam, as they faint, Bechechalo Berchovos ear, like corpses in the streets of the city. Bishtapech Nafsham Ochiki Masam, when they poured out their souls and by the lap of their mothers, as they died in their mothers' laps. Ma aideh, how could I testify? How can I be a witness to all this? Ma damalach, how could I compare you to? Basa Yerushalayim, the daughter of Yerushalayim, Ma Eshvalach, what could I say you're like, Vanachamech, so that I can console you? Besulas Batzion, Ki Gadol Kayom Shivrech Mir Palach. It's so great, like the sea, all of your brokenness. Who in the world is going to be able to heal you? The psychological mess up that all these people were under was unbelievable. There was nothing you could do to be able to have. You can't even say, like, well, look at that nation. This is what happened, and then they came back. No, when this happened in Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim was gone forever. There was nothing left. There's no way to get them back. And it's the same thing right now. What are you going to do? Nivi'ayi chazulach shav. Your prophets, they were seeing false prophecies over here. V'safel, things that were completely garbage, right? It's interesting. Tough pay was evil. Lamed vavnex. V'lo gilu avanech. They would not reveal, right? They would not reveal the sins that you had done. L'hashiv shusech, to bring you back and to make you do tshuva. V'yechazulach. Had they seen it, masos shav maduchim. You know what they were seeing? They were seeing false visions and things that unfortunately deceived you into thinking that everything was going to be okay. That was all a lie. Nothing was going to be okay. Everything was going to be gone. Sup golai kapayim. They clapped their hands, call over the dark. Anybody who passed by the road, shorku, they whistled. Vayaniu rosham, they shook their heads. Al basi Yerushalayim, the daughter of Yerushalayim. Hazosa ir? Could this possibly be the city? Shiomer kalil. So they say was the ultimate in beauty. Masosa haaretz, the beautiful among all the land. Patzu alayich piyam. They open up their mouths to you. The word patzu is like they open up. Kol avayich, all of your enemies. Shorku, they whistled again. Vayacharku shein. Right? They gnashed their teeth. Amru, bilanu, we did it. This is the day that we had always hoped for. Matsanu Reinu. We have found it. We have seen it with our own eyes. They were so happy to see that everything they had prayed for, everything they had wanted, was right there in front of them. Asa Shemesh Azamam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done what he had planned to do. Bitsa Emrasoi Asher Tzivam Yimekadam. He had committed, right, his plan of what he had commanded from the days of old. Horas. He destroyed, Belochamal, he did not have pity. Vayisamach alayich oyev, the enemy, right, rejoiced over you. Herim keren sarayich, he raised the pride of all of your enemies. Soach li bama l'Hashem, they cried out, they put out their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chomas v'asiyon, the walls of Asiyon. Hoidi kenachol dima, they let out like a river all of their tears. Yomam v'layla, day and night, now it's day and night. Al titni fugas loch, do not let me, I guess it says, don't let me rejoice over you. Al tidon basenech, do not be, I don't know, Don't let yourself rest. Don't let your eyes ever be still. And it's like a hope of like what could possibly be over here. Kumi roni balayla. They get up and they cry at night. By the way, if you notice, I didn't even point it out. The pay and the ayin in this parak were turned around. The pay came before the ayin. And the reason why is because their mouths, right, were able to speak before he was able to see what's over here. It's a strange thing altogether. But the meraglim put their peh before their ayin. They wanted to say things that they had not actually seen. And so too, Yirmiyah was trying to go around and say, there are reasons why this is all happening, because they put their peh before their ayin. Kumiron avalan l'rosh hashmuros, and the head of the hashmuros, in other words, the different watches of the night. Shivcha kamayim levech, pour out your heart like water, nocha p'nei Hashem, opposite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see elayich, elav kapayich, lift up your hands to him, al nefesh elayich, for the souls of your young ones, ha'atufim barov, who are starving and swooning, barosh kol chutzis, in the heads of all the streets, the ends of all the streets. Rei Hashem v'abitu l'mi olalta. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to see who you're punishing. Ko, this far has it been, that's the Eicha that we've been talking about before, the Ko, im tochal nashim piryam, when the women are eating their own children, ole tipuchim, the children that they used to measure to see how tall they were, im yahari b'mikdash Hashem kohen v'navi, when they've killed in the Beis HaMikdash, because they've killed in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem killed a kohen and a navi. You allowed it to happen. It could have been stopped, but Zechariah, who was one of the people that were killed, who was a kohen and a navi, called out to the people what they had done wrong, and they killed him right there. His blood could not be erased from the floor. Anybody who came by saw that blood on the floor, and it was boiling constantly. Nebuzaradan saw it and said, what happened over here? They said, oh, it's just goat blood and whatever. He said, no, it's not. They brought goat blood, they brought sheep blood, they brought cow blood. He said, what is that? Tell me or I'll kill all of you. They said, fine, it's a Navi that was killed. He said, I'll take care of it. Took all the Kohanim, killed them all, didn't placate. Took all the Pirchei Kohanim, the young Kohanim, didn't placate. All the Besulos, didn't placate. Killed hundreds of thousands of people right by the blood, and it didn't placate. So he said, Nebuzaradan said, what do you want me to do, Zechariah? I've done all this. Do you want me to destroy all the Jews that are here in order to placate you? And that's when it stopped. It stopped boiling. Nebuzaradan was impressed by this, and some say he was even Megayer from what had happened. even with all the people that he had killed, from what happened. Shachvel Oretz Kutzos Nar Vizakin, lying at the heads of every street, right, are young men and old men, Bisulosai Bachurai, the young woman and the young men. Nafal Bachur, they all fallen by the sword. Haragtim Avhecha, you have killed on the day of your anger, Tavachtav Lochamalta, you have slaughtered, you have not had pity. Tikra Kiyom Oed Mugurai Misaviv, you have called out on this set day all of my enemies from around, and there was not on the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything remaining. Asher Tipachti, right, that I took care of, or what's the word over here, that I cherished, Ribisi, right, and that I brought up, Oivi Chilam, all of my enemies, they have completely destroyed them. Okay, let's see what we can do in Perek Gimel. It's a little bit different because we're going three psukim each over here. Ani Gavra Oni B'Shevet Avraso. I am the man. I have seen all the poorness, the affliction, right, with the rod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. Osi Noaga Vayolech Choshev Lo'or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this nevuah. He saw it all happening. He took me in the darkness and not in the light, where I could only see darkness. He never showed me the consolation for the darkness. In other words, all I could see is this is going to happen. I don't know if it's ever going to come back. Ach Bi Yashuv. Right, only in me, I guess you can say, only against me, Yashuv, did he turn his hand, Yafol Yado Kol Yom, did he put his hand against me all day long, meaning he gave me rachamim. While everybody else got that mitzvah, I was allowed to do whatever I want. Some say that it means just the opposite. While Bnei Yisrael was able to do whatever they want, he was the one thrown in jail and everything happened to him. Bila Bisari, my flesh became withered from my fasting. Va'ori Shibarat Musai, my skin was broken through my bones because people kept hitting me. Bono Alai, they have carried, or they besieged me, Vayakov Roshu Sla'ah, and they encircled me with bitterness and all travail. V'machashakim Hoshivani, he put me in the dirty pits and the darkness. Can I say, Olam, I feel like I'm the dead of the world, like surrounded. Godar Ba'adi, Veloite, he made guards that go all around me, and I couldn't leave. Hich bin Nachashti, and then he made my chains even heavier and worse, right? Gamki Azak Vashave, even when I called out and I cried, Shas Sasam Tfilah, my tefillah felt like it was sealed, like I couldn't get anywhere. I felt like my tefillah wasn't being heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't let me do anything. Gadu Durachai Bagozis, my ways were closed in with hewn stone, my paths seemed crooked. There was nothing that made sense to me, nothing that I could do that made any sense to me whatsoever. Dov Orev Huli, he is like an ambushing bear to me. Ari b'mistarim, like a lion in the hidden places. Now we know that Ari is a reference to Bavel. Dov is a reference to Persian Mede. It could be that all three of them came together in this war. Eventually Persian Mede took over, right? But that's what happened. Durachai Sorer, my ways were completely destroyed via Vashcheni, right? And I lost everything over here, meaning everything was completely against me. Samani Shomem, and he made me into desolation. Dorakashov Yetzivenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bent his bow and he stood me up, Kamatar Lachet, like... I don't know what the wording is over here. Kamatar lechetz, like a target for the arrow. Hevi bechol yosai, he brought it into my innards, b'nei ashpasoi, all of the what's it called, the arrows of the quiver. And this is the idea of the arrows of the quiver refers to hunger, thirst, and all the plagues, whatever it is, that's what you put within me. I used to schok lechomi. I was like a joke for all of my nation. Ginosam kol hayom, I was in their tavern songs, in their bar songs all day long. Hishpiani b'marorin, he made me, he swore me, right, among all the bitterness, Hirvani La'ano, and he got me drunk with wormwood, right, the most disgusting food you can think of. Vayagres Bechatzotz Shinai. So what did he do over here? He ground my teeth into the gravel of the Rechikpi Shani Ba'efer, and he covered me in ashes. Right, my soul ever spared from ever having peace. Nashisi Toivo, and I have forgotten what it's like to have good things in this world. I don't remember what it's like to be able to have things. Volmar, and I said, Ovad Nitzchi, I have no future. V'sochal to me Hashem, and my hope, it's gone from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing I could do. Now in Zion, Zechor Ani Umrudi, you should remember my affliction and all my bitterness, La'an of Rosh, all the wormwood and the bitterness that I had over here, the Rosh, the whatever you want to call it over here, but that's that. Let it be a kapara. Let it be a kapara for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Let them be forgiven for what I've done. Zechor Tizkor, remember all of this. V'tashoyach alai nafshi, and allow my soul remembers, and it makes me despondent. Zos Hashiva Libi, this is what I tell myself. Al Kein Ochil. That's why I have to keep davening. Chasi Hashem kilo somanu, somnu. This is what I say to myself. I say, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ends. Ki lo chalu rachamoy. It will never end no matter what happens. Miracles happen every morning for those who have that emunah. So even though you're sitting there in the Holocaust and whatever it is, still there's some things that are happening where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his rachamim, even though it looks like there's nothing. Chadashim lebekarim. There's new things that happen every single morning. Rabba emunasecha. As long as people keep believing and adding on to your emunah, believing you more and more. Chelki Hashem, omre nafshi. My portion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I'm supposed to do is for my soul right, to say Alkeinu Cholo, to keep davening to you and to keep wanting to be connected to you. Tov Hashem Lekovav, Kadosh Baruch Hu is good to those who he hopes for. Lenefesh Tidreshenu, for the souls, right, that seeks him, that wants to go through. Tov V'Yachil V'Dumam, good and hopeful, right, and silent. L'shul Hashem, looking for the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Silent about the sorrows that we've had. When we complain, nothing's going to happen. What's the point of complaining if you're not going to get anything out of it anyway? It's good to just be silent and accept it as it is. Tov L'gever Ki Yisa Ol B'Nuruv. It's better for a person to be able to carry that yoke in his youth when he can still handle the pain rather than do it when he's older. Yeshu Badar V'Yidom. He'll sit by himself and be silent Ki Natu Olav. Because the answer is, it'll be eventually be taken off him. Listen, if you're young, hopefully it'll be taken off. Yitam Ba'Afar Piyu. He'll put his mouth in dirt, right, so that he doesn't say anything bad. Ulay yishtikva, because maybe there is hope. Yitin lamake ulachi, he'll put his cheekbone to the one who hits him. Yispa becherpa, he'll satisfy him together with the disgrace that he undertook over here. Don't hit back. The idea is, it doesn't have to be like Christian, you know, like turn the other cheek. I don't think it's exactly like that. But in other words, if you know you're not going to be able to gain anything from it anyway, then what's the point? What are you able to get from it? There's no point to be able to get it down. You might as well leave it over here. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forsake us forever. It's never going to happen. Chaf. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us and he has mercy, Karov Chasadav, he will do so according to his great chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to afflict us, and to afflict different people for no reason whatsoever. To be nothing under his feet. All the people of the land, lahatos mishpat gever, to turn around the mishpat of a person, negative pnei elyon, opposite, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, opposite the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu normally works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do that. La'aves adam, right, to mess over people, right, berivo, within his fight, Hashem lo ra'ah, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a seeing or approving of what's happening over here. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Mize omar vatehi.
La'aves.
The little iron. I'm not so sure. You can't know over here unless there's anything specific, and I don't think Rashi says that anything by any of the small letters. I think at the end of the day, you just have to look at all the letters that were small and just look back at it and say maybe they add up to something. But I don't think there's anything straight. Miza Omer Vatehi. Who says things? Vatehi, and it actually comes. Hashem Lo Tziva. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want it. You can say whatever you want, but it's not a real nevuah unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you about it. Mipi Elyon Lo Seite. If it didn't come from the mouth of God, Haroz Vatov. He doesn't have, from the mouth of God, it doesn't come out bad and good. Only the good comes out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bad is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow the good to be seen in this world. But there is no such thing as Roz Vatov. Ma Yison in Adam Chai. What is a person who's alive complaining for? Gever Al Chata'ov. A man who has definite sins. Nachmas Rochin Minakoro. What we should do instead is search our ways and investigate them. And Shuvah Hashem and do tshuva. Nisa Levino Kapayim. Lift our hearts up to their hands. Elel B'Shemayim to Hashem and Shemayim. Nachnu Poshanu. We have all sinned. Marina, we have embittered Hashem. Atalo Salachta. And obviously, you have not forgiven us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the reason why these things are happening to us. Sakosa Ba'af. You have covered us up with your anger. Batir Defenu, you have chased after us. Harakta V'Lochamalta. You have killed us. You have never had mercy on us. Sakosa Ba'anan Lach. You have covered us, enveloped us within your cloud. Me'avor Tfila. From a allowing our tefillah to be able to go through. S'chi uma'ois. You have made us filth and disgustingness among the other nations. Patzolino p'yam. Once again, by the way, you see pay is before the ayin. Patzolino p'yam. They open their mouths against us, kol evinu all of our enemies. Pachar v'fachas ha'yalanu ha'sh'itz v'ashaver. We've had this fear. We've had this upsetness, I guess you can call it. This pitifulness over here. We've had it. All destruction and ruin. Pal gemayim teredenai. And therefore my eyes pour down with tears, I'll shepherd Vasami, and how my nation has been so broken. Eini nigra, my eyes, right, will flow, velotidme, will not stop me, nafugos. I will not be able to relieve myself or stop myself. Adiashkif, the yerash amishmayim, until we're able to see God from the heavens. Eini olu lenafshi, my eyes, they pain my soul, mikobinos iri, from all the daughters of my city. Tsod tsaduni, they have been constantly trapped, katsipor, like a bird. Oy vaychinam, all of my enemies, they have done it for no reason. They hunt me down for no reason. Sam suba bor chayoy, they have cut off my life in the pit. By Yadu Evan B.M., they've thrown stones at me. Tzafu my Moroshi, they put water upon my head. Amarti Nigzarti, and I've said, I'm gone. I'm completely cut off. Karasi Shmuch Hashem, I called out your name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'or Tachtios, from the pits, from down below, from all the horrible things. Yirmiyah could mamash say that, because he was thrown in pits. Koli Shemata, you have heard my voice. Al Talam Eznecha, do not hide your ears. L'Rav Chasuk L'Shavasi, to all of my pain, to my prayers, to all of my pleads. Karasi Mamakar Eka, you have become close on the day that I call out to you. Amarta Al Tiro, you have said to me, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. Rav Tashem Rivei Nafshi. You have fought HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fights of my soul. Go al tachaya. You have redeemed my soul. Ra'is Hashem avasasi, avasasi. You have seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the bad things that have happened to me. Shapta mishpati. You have judged my judgment. Ra'is HaKonik Masam. You have seen all of their vengeance. Kol Mashavosam Li. And all the thoughts, the plots that they've had against me. Shemata Karpasam Hashem. You have heard all their degradation. Kol Mashavosam Li. And all their thoughts against me. Sifsei Komai Vagyonam. All the lips of my enemies, those who come up against me, and their thoughts, a lie, kol yom. That's what they do all day long. That's all they're thinking about. They want to think about how they're going to destroy me. Shivta mikimasa mabita. You should see when they sit down, when they get up, ani magina sam. Right? And I, right, am clearly mangina sam. I am what they think about. I am what they sing about. I am the one that they want to destroy. Tashuklam gomul Hashem kamasi adam. Give them back the recompense, right, according to their deeds that they have done. Tithlam magina slave. Give to them the broken hearts that we have over here, talos kolahem, allow your curse, the Allah, to be upon them. Tirdof ba'af v'sashmideim, pursue them in anger and destroy them, mitach shmei Hashem, from under the heavens of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Allow that to happen so that everything is completely done. Okay, we'll stop right here. We're up to Perek Dalid. Perek Dalid and Perek A. We'll stop right there.